Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting second. The center fielder, Don Dillard. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim King. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bob Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Stenhouse. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Dave Stenhouse. And now, play ball. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona takes first base on ball four. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Francona moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell takes first base on ball four. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter hits a line drive towards first. Francona catches it and steps on first to double up O'Connell. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Senators. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of King. Held reaches second base with a double. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Held moves to third. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Held tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1. Senators. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cotier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Stenhouse covering, for the out. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-1 in the game. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. Essigian moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Essigian moves to third. Kirkland moves to second. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Held hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Dave Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Grant covering, for the out. Two outs. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 0-for-1 in the game. Cotier hits a fly ball into center field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kindle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-1 in the game. Grant bunts towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Cotier covering, for the out. Kindle moves to second. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Francona hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-2, Indians. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillard hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Hamilton now pitching. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kirkland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Held hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive towards the mound. Hamilton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Pearsall moves to second. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-1 in the game. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pearsall moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Joe Hicks pinch hits for Steve Hamilton. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. O'Connell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. Johnson scores. Schmidt moves to second. It's 6-4, Indians. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 0-for-2 in the game. Cotier hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dillard who is chasing the ball. Cotier reaches third base with a triple. Schmidt scores. O'Connell goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 6, Senators, 6. Bob Allen now pitching. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woodling for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 6. The Indians will come to bat. Marty Cotina now pitching. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-3 in the game. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cotina fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 6. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-2 in the game. King takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dillard. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. King moves to third. Frank Funk now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. King scores. Pearsall moves to third. It's 7-6, Senators. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schmidt hits a fly ball into center field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pearsall tags and scores. One out. It's 8-6, Senators. Marty Cotina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotina hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-3 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Romano moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long juggles the ball. That's an error on Long. Romano moves to third. Held moves to second. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kindle hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Indians 6. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. O'Connell is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Cottier strikes out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Ty Cline pinch hits for Frank Funk. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-4 in the game. Dillard takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Indians 6. The Senators will come to bat. Sam McDowell now pitching. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Long hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. King hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton now playing right field. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Cutina covering, for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.